among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved amongst the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight and his fruit. To my text. The first speaker mentioned the word illumination, to be illuminated. The second speaker emphasized the companionship. I would like to say a few words, just to say a word. Words fitly spoken are like apples of gold in pictures of silver. I have wondered where I could find that silver picture with these golden apples. And I think we have it in that little passage in the second chapter of the Song of Songs. It is the Song of Songs because it is the bride of songs. Of all the songs which he wrote, this is the best of them all. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. And one tree is singled out amongst all the trees. Trees are often spoken of in Scripture. Noah called, he said, make thee an ark of gopher wood. And it bore him and that family above the judgment of God. We have his message, no doubt. There. In that tabernacle system, it was said, make thee an ark of cherubim, and no doubt it was for the display of the grace of God. That wonderful shrine for the display of the grace of God. When Solomon built his temple, it was the Lord is seated of Lebanon for a display of the glory of God. But here, in the scripture I've read, we have the truth selected by the bride as the apple tree among the trees of the world. So common to us all, possibly, we have overlooked its beauty and its fruitfulness. In the early summer, covered with blossom, silver blossom. In the autumn, lady. In Isaiah 53, we have the suffering. 12 years of age, it was said, wist ye not that I was being about my father's business. But no doubt, we want to see the blossom, we see it on the mountains, Georgia. Where that happened, we were open. The Spirit of God descended. And the Father's voice was there. In this, I am single amongst the whole church. Single we pass on past the seclusion of a life lived for God, passing through and passing by a ministry for God. And at the end, he could say, what happens? Apples of God. Well, might she say, in the contemplation of her life, I sat down under the shadow. It's not the truth of the beauty. Oh no. She knows the place in the affections of the Lord. And what could it be? Affections. I sat down under his shadow. What a shadow. His shadow. With great light. And what fruits? Eternally Jews shall declare the riches of thy grace to those who with thy Son shall share.